Do I get to the future without you, featuring Lex Norwood. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Welcome, welcome. Thank you all for listening. I have Rodney Block here on air with me. Welcome, Rodney. Welcome.
Hey. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yes, I'm excited, too. You really get down on that trumpet. I tell you, I love the sound of trumpet. That smooth jazz, all the artists that collaborate with you on a track is just so awesome. So, So anyone that's listening is welcome to call in. Phone lines are open. You're more welcome to call in and give us a shout out. Rodney, where are you calling from?
Yes. I'm calling from the capital city of Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas.
All right, Arkansas fans.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
got a great artist here on my floor. So that track I just spent, How Do I Get to the Future Without You? You collaborated with Lex Norwood. What's the story behind that track?
Yeah, How Do I Get to the Future Without You? That track was written by a good friend of mine. He's from the Midwest, Lex Norwood. And last year during the pandemic, reached out to him, said, hey, I'm trying to put something together. This is the vibe that I'm looking for. And he sent me a sample, and I loved it. And we went with it, but the motivation behind that particular track, you know, it's pandemic season. There's been a lot of lost, you know.
Yeah.
If you had lost someone personally, you know somebody who's who's lost someone. And sometimes it's the new normal when you lose someone that's been there all your life and they're not there anymore. Sometimes you think, like, how do I move on, or how do I get to the future without this person? So, that was the motivation to put something together, just in remembrance. But sometimes, you know, you have to know that it's the new normal. You can get through it. You know, it may be a struggle, but you can get to the future.
Right. Well, thank you. I love the melody. Thank you for giving us that detailed information on that track. As we move along, Rodney, go ahead and introduce yourself to the curious listeners out there about Rodney Block. you know, go ahead and mention how long you've been in the music industry. You collaborated with many artists. Go right ahead.
I just, you know, I'm from Arkansas. I'm actually from a small town in South Arkansas. We consider it the Delta, real close to the borders of Mississippi and Louisiana. Dumas, Arkansas was the town that I grew up in, and went to college in Arkansas and graduated and moved to the Kansas City area, and that's when I really started understanding trumpet and how it could sound, and that was just a great place to be in Kansas City, and that's where I met my friend Lex Norwood, and we started playing music together during that time. And you fast forward, I've been playing for about 20 years or more, it's everything. I love everything. I play jazz music, traditional jazz, smooth jazz, hip hop, R&B, funk music. Some of my ensembles, we do rock, we do country. We just love good music. And over the years, I've had the opportunity, I've been blessed to share the stage with Otis Williams, the last original member of the Temptations. Shout out to Otis in L.A., Earth, Wind & Fire, Joe, Tank, who's real big on the R&B scene now, Mary Wilson of the Supremes, who we just lost a few months ago, Chrisette Michelle, Houdini, Kanye Doss. I know you know about Kanye.
Yeah.
Jonathan Butler, Eric Roberson, Lenny Williams, Angela Wimbush. Just last week we were with Howard Hewitt, Ariel of the So it's really varied, but we've been really fortunate. And I consider one of my highlights a summer I spent touring with the icon of hip hop, the hardest working man in show business, Dougie Fresh. So,
I knew you were going to say his name.
I couldn't leave out Dougie. I mean, I learned. And the Get Fresh crew, his DJs, I learned so much from him, and he was very gracious and open in inviting me to the shows during that summer. So I've just been really fortunate, and I have a lot of fun. In Arkansas, people sometimes don't think about musicians and the music scene, but there are a lot of talented musicians in our state, just a ton of talent in our state. And
I'm gonna have to come down there.
I think the musicians and the artists that come through, I think they're pleasantly surprised when they get a chance to check out the scene and hear the music. So I'm appreciative of all those artists. I'm appreciative of you inviting me today, because this is definitely a global platform. And, you know, and folks that are outside of the U.S., whether they're in Canada or Europe or South America, wherever you are.
The U.K.
The U.K. You know, I love the U.K. So,
yeah.
But, you know, but it's music is music, and music is that connector, and I've learned that over the years. So I'm just a regular guy that loves playing music. So so I've been very fortunate over the years as well.
You were nominated for a regional Emmy. How did that happen?
A few years back, we have a television station. It's the Arkansas Educational Network, the PBS affiliate.
Uh-huh.
And they were producing a show at this time, and it focused on music, and they invited me to do music. So out of all the shows they take, they submitted my particular show because it really resonated with the viewers. And they submitted my show, and that show was nominated for a regional Emmy. So whoever does the judging, they pick this particular feature and nominated my feature for an Emmy. And I want to say a few years later, we actually won the Aurora and Telly Award, which is similar to the Emmys. It's more of a regional thing, but my feature on this PBS affiliate won that award. So that's, you know, a little feather in the hat that I like to let people know about, that where we have a lot of fun, and the music that we do definitely resonates with viewers and listeners.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give a shout out, real good shout out to Myron Ruffin for referring me, because I learned so much about your background and all the scenes that you're doing now. And
thank you so much.
I walked into the candy store and I was picking so many tracks, and they all sound so good. And let's go into the newest single, Why I Love You. That track. And I want to ask you, on the cover art on this single, you holding this like a miniature trumpet. What kind of trumpet is that? Because everybody's like, what is that he holding? It shrunk. I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, it sounds good. I don't know.
Yeah, it's my. it's called a pocket trumpet. It plays like a regular trumpet, but it's a pocket trumpet. It's just kind of wound up really tight, and it's miniature, and it's very cool. The great Don Cherry made the pocket trumpet pretty popular. And there's a musician, a trumpet player out of New Orleans by the name of Shamar Allen. He plays the pocket trumpet. And it's just a cool little instrument. And it sounds good. It has a lot of power. It's a little hard to blow.
I was getting ready to ask you that. I was going to ask you, this got to be hard to play, hard to blow into, right?
Yeah, it takes a little bit more wind because the tubing is wound up so tight, so you just gotta blow against all that pressure. But it's a fun instrument to play. And on the album cover, I don't know if folks noticed, but I had like a business bag, and my regular trumpet is sticking out of that bag. So I'm holding my baby trumpet, and my regular trumpet is in the bag. Seated next to me. So baby trumpet, I call it baby sweet baby. And the story behind that The story behind that is I have several horns, and
okay.
I name them all, and
okay.
they're all called Sweet Baby.
Okay.
So, all my instruments are called Sweet Baby, but the
okay.
pocket trumpet is called Baby Sweet
okay.
Baby. So.
Okay. So this newest single, Why I Love You. What inspired you to do this track, and who is featured in this track as well?
Yeah, well, you know, this is just a fun record that we did. There's a young writer, singer, producer here in Little Rock. His name is Deshaun Harris. His stage name is Vilt Boy, but he's it's kind of like one of those things. We've been performing together quite a bit. I said, hey, we need to come up with a track that is smooth R&B that the ladies will like. And I said, think in the same vein of Boney James and Kenny Lattimore or Raheem Devon and Boney James or Dwele. And I said, so we have the smooth trumpet, but we have that smooth R&B for the ladies. And Deshaun wrote the tune, and there's another young producer. He's actually my bass player. His name is Deshaun as well, Deshaun Lampkin. And he co-produced it, and we put it together, and it turned out really well.
It just
turned out really well, and I think it resonates with people. The feedback has been amazing, and it's a fun song, and I think people can relate to it. It's a grown person song. It's not a kid song. It's a grown person song.
Right. Well, we're gonna shut up for a minute and play some music here. And this is Why I Love You by Rodney Block.
Why I Love You.
I'm not too proud to beg you to stay. And I'm not too strong to show you that I'm breaking down. And I'm not too scared to love you unconditional. Help God for every moment you've seen.
Well, all right. All right.
Yeah.
I love you. That song is like a lullaby. You can't get it out of your head. It keeps going on and round and round. You can't forget it.
Good.
You know? Yeah.
Good. Good.
I fell right. into it. I fell right into it. So go right ahead and give our curious listeners and fans, followers, and friends how to follow you, your social media info please.
Yeah, I'm easy to follow. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. If you go to Facebook and just type in Rodney dot, go to Facebook, type in Rodney, R-O-D-N-E-Y dot block, B-L-O-C-K dot five, and that'll take you to my Facebook page. If you go to Facebook / and type in Rodney Block, that R-O-D-N-E-Y-B-L-O-C-K, that would take you to my musician Facebook page. If you're on Instagram, at Mo Better Block, at M-O-B-E-T-T-A-B-L-O-C-K. At Mo Better Block, same, is the same handle for Twitter, at M-O-B-E-T-T-A-B-L-O-C-K. At Mo Better Block. And you can find my music pretty much on any streaming platform, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Google Play, Amazon.com. Just type in Rodney Block and it's going to pop up. So I'm easy. I tell people I'm one of the easiest musicians to find.
All right. Y'all heard it from Rodney, and thank you for that. All right.
Yeah.
You know, I got to get back on Facebook and find you on that other musician page. I got lost on that one. So thank you for that.
you were doing pretty good because I got your messages. I got your posts.
Oh, you did?
And by the
okay.
way, thank yeah, I did. And I want to say thank you for having me on the show, and thank you for the promotions you did as well. I appreciate that very
much. My work is not done. When this show is over, I'm still working on this show and your music and everything. So I love your music. I love you. You have such a beautiful mind playing that trumpet.
Thank you.
All the babies. babies.
Oh yeah, you got to play it. You got to play it for the babies.
yeah. So, let's mention these upcoming events that you have, and wow, I wish I could come there. So, go right ahead and give our listeners and fans out there your upcoming events.
Okay, I'm going to give you three events off the bat because normally what I do, we have a high volume of shows and events that we play, so sometimes I don't want to inundate the audience with too much information, but I always post at the beginning of the week what I have coming up for that week. So this coming up Saturday, which is Saturday, May 22nd, we're doing our porch party series, and we're going to be in the Foxcroft neighborhood of Little Rock, and that's a 6:30 p.m. show. And those of you who follow me or want to follow me, if you go through my timeline, a year ago during the pandemic, we started doing these porch party concert series, and it really took off. So people call and say, hey, can you come to my neighborhood and do a concert? Yes, we sure can. Can you come to this side of town and do a concert? Yeah, we can do that. And so this is our second year of doing this series of porch parties. So last week we were in Pleasant Valley. This past week we were in Chenal. And these are neighborhoods surrounding and in Little Rock, Arkansas. But we travel everywhere. We'll go anywhere. But this coming Saturday, May 22nd, we're going to be in the Foxcroft neighborhood. And that's a party neighborhood, so it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you're tuning in and you're in Arkansas, especially if you're in Little Rock, come and hang out with us. Bring your lawn chair and a beverage and just enjoy that music for an hour. May 29th, Memorial Day weekend. It's a Saturday, and we're doing a all-white party. It's called Creme de la Creme, and it's going to be held at the War Memorial Football Stadium, right there on the football field. My band is going to perform. There's a great DJ by the name of Nick Hudd. This event is sponsored by the Socialites, Andre Pendleton, who's a promoter in town. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So wow. And then 4th of July is coming up, and we're going to be performing the annual Pops on the River. It's a concert right on the Arkansas River. We'll perform 4th of July, 7 o'clock, right before the Arkansas Symphony and the fireworks. It's a big event, and since they didn't have it last year, they're planning to have a great time. So those are three events, definitely, if you're in the state of Arkansas and in the Little Rock and surrounding areas, you can check me out and check out the band, and it's all family when we get together.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. I am calling from Evansville, Indiana, and from Evansville to Arkansas, I want to be there so bad just to hear you play.
Come on.
Live, because I know you're going to sound so, so awesome in a live presence with your band. I want to come so bad. So
we just have to plan it. We have to plan it.
Yeah, I know. I got to plan it. Yes, yes. So I want to come so bad. So I'm going to work on it. I'm going to work on it. I promise that, Rodney. So
great.
So I got two other tracks of yours, Shower Me and In This Moment I Think of You. Can you give me the brief story behind those two different tracks there before I play them at the end of the show? What's those about and when they were released?
Okay. Shower Me. Wow. We have to go back to my friend in Lawrence, Kansas, Lex Norwood. And Lex wrote that song about 20 years ago. It took me about 10 years after he wrote it to record it. So that song was released in 2015, and it's such a great song. When I heard it 20 years ago, I said, this is a great song. We have to record it. And it was years later, and we recorded it, and the vocalist that's featured, her name is Bijou. Bijou is the vocalist that sings with my ensemble 80% of the time. And she's a great vocalist, but she does such a great job. So Shower Me, again, a tune written by Lex Norwood out of Lawrence, Kansas.
Okay.
In this moment, I Think of You was written by a drummer in Little Rock. His name is Jamal Lee. And almost the same thing. We were hanging out and he played this track as a very minimal instrumentation, but from hearing it, I said, man, this is a great piece. We should
do it.
And the saxophonist on that track is Little Rock's very own Merlon Devine, who lives in the D.C. area right now. Merlon is an international tenor saxophone. You can hear him all over the place. You can hear him on the internet radio. You can hear him on Sirius Watercolors. He's just a phenomenal player, and I was really fortunate that he was open to play on that record. So two great tunes. Those are some of my favorite tunes to play live, and just very thoughtful songs. So that's why I appreciate them so much.
Well, I appreciate you, and thank you for that information. Thank you. Now, as we move along,
this time is going by quick.
Yes, yes it is. Yes it is. I try to stretch it. yeah, Rodney. Oh my gosh. What's the ultimate desire which you wish all your fans, everyone to get out of your music, especially this newest single?
You know what, the newest single is definitely I think people can relate to, and it talks about love, but I think my mantra over the last year, my message to people is you got to have love in your heart. There's so much negative things that are happening. There's, people are just being ugly to each other.
You have diseases.
You have all kinds of bad stuff that's happening. But I think as an individual, if I can be the best person that I can be, and my pop from Dumas, Arkansas, he used to tell me, he said, son, you got to have love in your heart. He said, I don't care where you go to church or your background, if you have money or you don't have money. He said, man, you got to have love in your heart, because that's at the end of it all. He says, if you're fortunate to get old and still have your right mind, he says, all you have is your memories and to look back and remember what you did as a young person. And you don't want to look back and say, hey, I could have been a lot nicer, or I could have been a lot more forgiving. So my thing is love in your heart, and the music is to hopefully serve as a catalyst of, or putting good vibes into the world, putting out that good energy, being a good person, being nice, smiling, saying hello. I hope you're doing okay, you know. I know it may sound kind of corny, but that's me. It's
not at all.
It's about love and music, and music really does bring us all together. I've seen it happen over and over again, how powerful it is. So if I can continue doing that, it's what makes me happy.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Thank you so much. And I believe in you saying that, because I feel that as well. Any future music projects to come you want to tease us about, Rodney?
Yeah. So the track that you, the latest track that you played today, Why I Love You, is along with How Do I Get to the Future, or early releases from an upcoming album that's going to release this fall. And it's called Percival Jenkins is the name of the album. And some people who are familiar with Andre 3000 and Big Boy from the movie Idlewild, Percival Jenkins was the name of the character of Andre 3000. And I just really identified with that character, being a musician and being kind of nerdy. So I decided I will call this album Percival Jenkins, so people can look for it in 2021.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. Wow, I'm going to be looking for that. So you're all right. Right now, you're more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that love and supported you throughout your music career, also towards these newest single. Go right ahead.
Yeah. I want to say thank you to Myron Ruffin. We connected about a month ago, and he got me connected to you. So I want to say thanks to Myron, and definitely thank you to everyone in the state of Arkansas, Bernadette. The support that I've had over the years has been phenomenal. And I always get the question, well, why don't you move to L.A. or why don't you move to New York or Atlanta? And I say, you know what? I say, I have such great support here. And I say, it's unbelievable. And they keep me working.
Why
do
you want to change that for? You'll be lost if you move.
I know. I had to start all over again. But yeah, the state of Arkansas, everyone, thank you for your support. And definitely want to say shout-outs to the band, Andre Franklin, who plays keys, Bijou, our vocalist, who's featured on the album, Jonathan Burks, who's featured on some of the albums that are out. Jonathan Burks is a drummer. And shout out to Joel Crutcher, my bass player. He'll be back soon, but he was battling some health conditions, but he's making a full recovery. So well wishes to Joel. Deshaun Lampkin, bass player, who stepped in for Joel Crutcher, And definitely thank you to the band managers, Patrick Pettis, Neil Jones, and just everyone that supports the band. A shout out to my family, Otis Block Sr., Ida Block, and Gene Block. Appreciate them so much. So lots of support. I'm just happy. I thank everybody.
Well, how about let's give them an applause that they will continue in success.
I like that applause button. I love that applause button. Thanks,
you are a blessing, Rodney. You are a blessing. People love you. Okay, last question. Any words of encouragement you would like to give to those that are dealing with a hard time during these dark times? Encouraging words you want to give?
Yeah, the words I would say is, I've heard this message like a couple of times over the last 3 weeks, like from church or someone quoting a Bible verse. And, I'm not a religious person, but I guess I'm a spiritual person. But
yeah.
The message that I keep hearing is if God is on your side, then no matter what you're going through, you can get through it. And to trust and believe. And those words I know are easier said than done. But I think if you, whatever it is that you can find to push through and make it to the next day, I think there would be a brighter day. And I really do believe that. And I think of my own struggles and hard times that I had over the years. And that old gospel song, look back and wonder how I got over, And I think for me, it was that whatever it is on the inside, just trusting and believing that things will be better. And then to move in a way of love and kindness, and I think those things are the things that kind of help me. So my message to everyone is just be the best person you can be, move in love and kindness, and if you're going through a hard time, just know that it's not going to last forever, and that's where your faith and that spirituality kind of kicks in. But move in love, and nobody's perfect. Things are not going to be perfect every day, but just don't give up and just keep moving, keep pressing toward your goals. And I really do believe things do work out the way they're supposed to. So that's me. That's what I think.
You're such a beautiful soul, Rodney Block. Thank you. You got me really in deep thought there. Yeah, wow. You are a beautiful soul. I appreciate you coming on my platform. You're always welcome to come back.
Well, thank you.
The music project. I enjoy myself. I love your music. Oh, my gosh. So you have a blessed Sunday. And
I will. I'm just smiling over here. I just enjoy talking to you. I can't believe this time has gone by as quickly as it has.
Yeah.
So
We had too much fun. Yeah. And this show is recorded. If anyone missed it, they can click on that same link, and this show will be traveling all throughout the United States on many music outlets and other networks.
Great.
And Rodney Block, thank you. You have a blessed day. I will be playing some more tracks of Rodney's, but before I sign out, I will replay the newest track by Rodney Block, Why I Love You. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you so much.
I'm not too proud to beg you to stay, and I'm not too strong. be with you. You always been by my side, I can't even lie. Gotta tell the truth. And your life's been rough, cause I put you through so much, but you're still here with me. Baby, not once did you change after all of my games. You still love me, so tell me if my eyes are failing me.
Mm-hmm.